Proclamation number 6187 of 11th of February, 1955. End of a redemption period and beginning of a new. The end of humanity is soon to come. A period of redemption has expired. A new epoch is beginning. A new kingdom will be established on this earth, which will receive a new appearance through completely new creations, as well as a new human race, which is completely different in its spiritual maturity than the people living on earth now are. A turning point is coming. Spiritually and earthly, everything will be transformed when the new era of redemption begins. For everything will be restored to its order, which corresponds to my law from eternity. How often have I foretold this to you humans? How often have I explained to you the reason for what is to come, and how often have I warned and admonished you against the wrong way of life? So that you should understand the seriousness of the time. And you don't listen to my ideas because you don't believe in them. But your unbelief does not prevent me from carrying out my will, for my plan has been fixed since eternity, because it is only based on your beatification and because I well know what serves you. The human race of the present time will no longer change. Only some will believe my words and endeavor to live according to my will. But the whole of humanity has reached a stage where the fall into the abyss could no longer be stopped if I did not prevent it through a final act of salvation, which certainly appears to be a work of destruction but only ever destroys the external form. But the spiritual being bound in it is given the opportunity to ascend from the abyss again, on a path which is extremely painful but leads safely upwards. Whereas the fall into the deepest abyss excludes this possibility. It is a tremendous event you humans are facing. Your life will come to an end on this earth. But you can certainly continue to live on the new earth in your same body form. If you belong to my own. But you can also suffer earthly and spiritual death, that you are no longer conscious of yourselves, even though you still exist and have to remain banished in hardest form for endless times until you are given life again as a human being on this earth. But my own include all who believe in me, who seek intimate contact with me through their will and their love, who acknowledge me as father and want to be my children, who therefore stand by me in will and therefore may also experience my protection and my grace in the last time before the end. All who confess me before the world belong to my own. These will live and need not fear the end. They will live a blissful life as inhabitants of the new earth if they are not called away first into my kingdom, which is not of this world, where an eternal blissful life awaits them. But a dreadful fate awaits people who are without faith and have no love. They cannot but be considered just. They will reap what they sowed on earth. They will receive what they aspire to. Matter will bind them, which they desired with all their senses, and endless times they will have to languish in it until they will be redeemed again. Amen.